Bears Playbook is brought to you by Microsoft.
Hey, Bears fans. Welcome to PNC Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. We're going to take a look at a very active Shea McClellan. Here's Shea on the inside linebacker position. As the offense puts this play in motion, they're going to try to isolate Shea McClellan. They're going to bring a tight end in motion. That makes it the strong side. Assume the point of attack is coming at you. And as you see this play unfold, they're going to bring the tight end back towards the center of the defensive line to try to wham Will Sutton. Will does a nice job of holding up the two defensive linemen. Stay focused on Shea McClellan, though, because he's got active feet. He's got to make sure he stays in a position where he avoids blockers, but also stays to his responsibility. That is a nice job. As soon as this offensive lineman tries to come upfield and get to the second level, Shea is already inside the defensive formation. Shea gets to the point of attack quicker than that offensive lineman can get to the second level and makes an impact tackle. Active linebacker, active feet. That's what's going to get you to the tackle. Okay, the last time we saw Shea McClellan, he was on the front side, strength in the formation. Here still is the tight end over here. It's going to be considered a strong side. So when you put Shea McClellan on the backside, it even takes more discipline. You don't want to get caught up in the flow of the offensive line or the play. You want to make sure you have backside discipline, because the backside cutback lanes today are just as important as the point of attack. So let's put this play in motion. You see Shea McClellan. He follows the initial movement of the offensive line, but doesn't overcommit. You got this lineman trying to get to the second level to get Anderson. Shea McClellan, again, discipline. Look at the running back. Cuts right back to him. As you see Shea, active feet. Keep his head up, understands what's unfolding in front of him. He's in a perfect tackling position. Never leaves his backside responsibility. If he would overcommit, you think of the hole and the success this play would have. All right, now last but not least, the Rams are going to put this play in motion. They're going to put a tight end in motion to see how the Bears' defense adjusts. You see Christian Jones come up to support the line of scrimmage. Sam Macho reorganizes himself in place of the tight end. But now you got to watch Shea McClellan to the front side. Look at the action of the offense with the lead back. They're going to try to pull this whole defense towards the sideline. As Shea sees the motion of the play, the motion of the lead blocker, now he understands cutback. It's about being active at the tackle. We talked about his active feet. We talked about his head up, understanding the flow of the offense. But this is what you got to do. When you get yourself in a position to make the tackle, you got to be active. Yeah, there's going to be some gain to it, but watch Shea. He gets in position to make the tackle. He reaches for the football. He's able to tackle and strip. Look at this thing. He's able to strip it. Ball's out. Shea's on top of it. That's a great display of linebacker play, because we saw all three phases of front side, back side, and now active tackling when they're trying to flow you out of position. This is a heck of an effort by Shea McClellan. Coming back off of injury, but it's active feet that keeps him in the right spot. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.